Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm not going to talk to you about the readings today. I know I've said this before, but the sermon titles, they come out before the sermon is done. And sometimes they're great because they help me focus, and I realize based on whatever, you know, moment of inspiration popped in there, oh, this is the way the message should flow. And they're really helpful. And sometimes, like this week, I come up with something and I give it to Judy, and then I start banging my head against the wall because I'm trying to figure out how to actually make that work. I didn't make it work. But that's okay. I did do the readings this past week. I did, honestly. Those who showed up on Wednesday, again, 1 p.m. or 7 p.m., you're all invited. Those who were there for those classes of meditations do know that I did do the readings. I did prepare for them. They're perfectly good readings. I have nothing personal against them. This isn't some sort of vendetta. But I've been thinking a lot about this past month or so, this time that we have spent talking about stewardship. Lindley has been sending out the letters, and people have been handing in pledge cards, and there's all this stuff that's been going on. And I've been thinking about this past month of stewardship, and next month we have our congregational meetings with fun conversations about budgets and things like that. And I realized that I needed to say something. So I'm going to. And now you're so excited because you're thinking to yourself, great! Pastor's going to talk about finances. Why did I show up today? You've heard me talk about this before. But we have an amazing and tremendous gift in the form of both the physical space here and the number of groups who take advantage of that space. I get an amen? I don't ask you for many of those, but anytime I say that, I should ask you for one. We have nearly two dozen regular users of space here. Nearly two dozen. That's not including the one-shot things, like maybe somebody's annual meeting or a wedding or something like that. Nearly 24 groups regularly, and by regularly, I mean weekly or quarterly or maybe monthly, use space here to one degree or another. Conservative projection would guess probably between $40,000 to $50,000 next year in rentals, in user fees, and whatever term you want to use for that. And that helps, I'll be honest with you. But the importance of these groups is not about the money that they pay. Tonight, FERC. I won't ask for an amen for that, because I would never ask for them, but it's a nice perk. But that is not what is important. The importance of these groups is the opportunity that they provide for us to expand our ministries. The opportunities that they provide for us to not be solely responsible for everything going on around here. The importance of these groups is in the partnerships and the relationships that they spur. We have Alcoholics Anonymous, we have Narcotics Anonymous, we have Cocaine Anonymous, we have Overeaters Anonymous, I think we're about to have Debtors Anonymous, we have Adult Children of Alcoholics, we have Al-Anon, we have Girl Scouts, we have the Lutheran Counseling Network, we have the Community Band, we have the Pacific Northwest Shell Club, the King County Metro, and four ethnic-specific congregations with languages that we don't speak, and we host all of them here. Amen. There we go. On a regular basis, and by regular I mean a weekly basis, I was trying to crunch the numbers on this, probably somewhere between 800 to 1,000 people walk through these doors for various ministerial opportunities. A place where needs are being met. Maybe that's how we know Bethel means house of God. Needs are being met. Lives are being changed. And more of them are coming. The past 2 weeks, just these past 2 weeks,
I have had conversations with people about an adult daycare in the lower fireside room. I've had conversations with people about a coffee shop. Yes, a coffee shop. I had needs, people. A coffee shop in the kitchenette. Maybe a small bakery in the kitchen. A community theater group has asked about using the stage. And someone came up thinking about ways to use the men's room at the end of the concrete jungle. Have you seen the men's room at the end of the concrete jungle? Reforming and redeveloping that and turning it into a hygiene center for people who are homeless. A place where people could get laundry facilities and a shower. Each of these possibilities carries the bonus of not only some form of outreach, some form of ministry, but to the cleaning and remodeling and repurposing and redirecting of a space that frankly is currently underused or underutilized or undermaintained. We have opportunities to live out our Christian calling coming out of our ears. And that is a blessing. When we give here, whether we are talking about the annual pledges, whether we are talking about weekly offerings, whether we are talking about remembering the church and end-of-life planning, we are investing not in a physical place for the sake of a physical place. Stewardship is not about keeping the lights on for the sake of keeping the lights on. It is not about keeping this place running for the sake of keeping it running. The building is important. It is an important part of what we do, but not because it is a building, but because of what happens within it. And I think you get the picture. There's a lot happening within it, folks. This building is a tool. It is a wonderful tool. It is a flexible tool. It is a huge tool. With a great location close to the freeway. Hey, it is. One with room to grow into new partnerships. There are going to be hurdles to overcome for any of those possibilities that I just mentioned a bit ago. Hurdles logistically, hurdles perhaps emotionally or mentally for some of us, things that we might be uncomfortable with, things we have to reconsider. Am I really comfortable sharing this space? Is this really what we should be doing? There will be hurdles. And you know what? All those ideas I was talking about, some of them might not happen. It's totally possible. Some of them may not happen. Some of them might. I might even go so far as to say some of them will. If we try to do things alone, if we try to do things just in-house, just as the people who are part of the congregation officially recognized by the state of Washington as Bethel Lutheran Church, if we try to do things just on our own, it ain't going to happen. Not because of some flaw of ours, but just because of the nature of the work, the size of the work. But when we do things with others, and most importantly, when we do things with God, let me paint you a picture. Imagine for a moment that you walk in through the front doors of Bethel, and you see people from the community, maybe even teenagers,
young folk, ooh,
sitting in the narthex, drinking coffee and talking about faith in the Pacific Northwest. From downstairs comes the smell of freshly baked bread wafting up the stairwell in preparation for delivery later that afternoon. A pair of adults from the day group are gaining self-confidence by washing the plexiglass around the newly installed wheelchair lift. same lift that brought one of them to the top floor just moments before you arrived. Meanwhile, people down on their luck are taking a moment to wash their laundry in preparation for a much-needed job interview. Doing this at a hygiene center staffed by volunteers from the congregation, local neighborhood associations, perhaps North Helpline or HopeLink, maybe Compass Center. There are partners out there. We just have to seek them. Depending on the day, there are Bible studies happening, worship groups, prayer meetings, 12-step groups, counseling sessions, music lessons, a food bank, play dates, classes, and more happening elsewhere in the building. And most of those are already happening. That is the face of ministry in the 21st century. And yet, if you think about it, it is only an extension of the form of ministry that we have always been doing here. A ministry of partnerships. A ministry of community engagement. Faith in action. That is what we do. That is what we will do. When you think about pledges for the year, when you think about those little offering plates floating up and down the pews, think about the connections between that offering and the lives that are touched by the things going on around here. Think about how people are helped to connect to God and to one another. And think about ways that you can be a part of that and encourage others to do so as well. Amen? God does not need this building to do God's work. It's true. We forget that sometimes, but it's true. God has been in this business a lot longer than we have. And we'll be in it a lot longer than we will. This building is wonderful. It's a fantastic tool. But God does not need this building to do God's work. But, man, heaven sure makes it easier for us to do our part. Amen.